Well, it is 8:48, and as promised at 8:40, we are joined now by the Northfield Master of Communications. Is that what we, the Emperor of all communications in Northfield? Is that how would you like to be addressed,
think,
Your Highness?
I think that title would need to be approved by council. For now, I am the station manager for Northfield Public Broadcasting.
Sam Temple joins us for Northfield Public Broadcasting. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well.
Happy
doing
New Year well. To you.
Happy New Year.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Yeah, it was a good new year. We got as long as we're getting cold, my plants will do fine. Like I'd rather have a little more snowpack, but for me, I'm already looking ahead for my spring gardening. So I just don't want us to. If we can stay in the lower temperatures through March, I'll be happy.
I am looking at the forecast for the next week and not seeing much snow. And there's a part of me that feels like we're getting set up for one of those Februarys where it snows every day.
Yep, and the flooding. And I'm sure everyone in Northfield is very concerned about flooding again this year. But at least we've got the cold temperatures. So
exactly.
Trying to figure out.
Oh yay!
So
what are you telling me,
okay.
Sam?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
The concern is momentarily paused.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as gardening is concerned, is that what you asked?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely it is.
So I guess
where did this all go?
I guess I spent the last 2 weeks thinking about my garden.
Where is mine's at?
Yep, that's less holidays, less work, more garden time.
That's what the break is for, my friend. That's what it's for. Exactly. So, with that said, moving on from your garden, the secondary concern of Northfield Public Broadcasting.
Yes,
what's going on over at NPB?
Yeah, so we're getting geared up. You know, we have a new council, new mayor, a lot of change at the city level. So the big thing that we're doing is just preparing for whatever communication strategy that council supports. You know, and NPB is part of the arsenal of city communications and part of that team. And so we are really looking at how can we be most effective and how can we be most ready to anticipate the direction of the council.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're in right now of not making quite so many, or not even so many, but just now is not the season of big moves. Now is the season of the people have voted and...
Right.
We'll see how that impacts the work of civil servants.
Absolutely. Do you, and I this is maybe putting you on the spot a little bit because I don't know.
It's okay. I can weasel out of questions.
Yeah, I know you can. Do you, I mean, we've got people that, brand new faces on the council tonight. Erica's wife is not. She was a council member for 12 years, but she will be the new mayor as of tonight. But Chad Beamer and Peter Dolan are brand new. Does NPB go... Do you talk to those guys? Do you put a little introductory anything together, something like that?
Yeah, usually when there's new council members over the course of the first few months, there's introductions with staff, whether that's, hey, they're going to be at this meeting and you can introduce yourself, or if there's a presentation of various departments, whether that's in a special session or, excuse me, a work session or a regular meeting. That's usually when the introductions come. So I would anticipate sometime in the next few months. I mean, communications, there's a presence at every council meeting.
Yep.
Since that's a, you know... Regardless of who was elected, you know, I can say that all of the candidates supported stronger communications and stronger community out. You know,
right.
No one disagrees with greater transparency and greater communication.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're there to provide. So I would anticipate sometime in the next few months, NPB will have some sort of report and presentation, especially as we get through this legislative session, because that's where a lot of my time over the next... 4 or 5 months is going to be focused. I don't know how much coverage there's been of the current game of chicken happening at the Capitol.
That's exactly what it is, too.
Yeah. So maybe we can talk about that a little bit later. But to answer your question, there will be some sort of update soon. Luckily, communications is ingrained in everything that the city does. So we're very naturally part of most projects.
Yeah, and I know that you've got a new mayor for sure who is very interested in upgrading the communications.
And luckily, you know, Erica was around when, you know, NPB was being revamped and rebooted. So she's aware of the work that we're doing. So it'll be neat, you know, maybe a neat perspective for her too of why I was here at the beginning. Where are we at now?
And there's a big council meeting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not able to leave my home to go see it, but I want to watch the mayor and the new council members sworn in. I can do that by tuning in to NPB, can I?
Yes. On the City of Northfield website, you can find the Watch a Meeting tab. And on the website, you'll see that everything has been revamped. You know, it's been a year in the making, but as people know, we went through a rebranding process, and it takes a while. We have a lot of information on the city website. So it took a long time, but Kara Trigstedt, our communication specialist, did the work.
She's amazing.
Seriously. And so we have a new website. We believe it's more intuitive for people to navigate, and it has that nice refreshed look.
The new website, I got to say, snuck up on me a little bit, because I was still thinking of the old website as the new website.
I'm not going to comment on what that means about you, Rich.
I will. I know exactly what that means about me. But that's good news. I'm glad to hear that you put some thought into the video aspect of that website.
Yeah, absolutely. And so Granicus is the system that we use for the live stream, and if you can't watch it live, it'll be on within a week on NPB.
Fantastic. What else you guys got going on?
Yeah, the biggest thing from the last few weeks was a transportation town hall. Mm-hmm. We had a meeting basically about the capital improvement plan, right? Of here's all the projects the city has for the next 5 years. You know, the stuff that we're doing in 2025 has already, you know, been voted on. So, like, these decisions are made, but 26, 27, 20, you know, that is where people can really have a lot of impact and influence. Mm-hmm. So that was really interesting. We have very knowledgeable engineers for the city. So it was great to see them present live. And then, so it was like an hour and a half. Well, it's longer than that. It was a presentation, and then there was a meet and greet afterwards where they could talk one-on-one with people for the more project-specific questions.
Right.
So it was a good format that was held at the Northfield High School, and that entire recording, including the Q&A afterwards, is all available uncut online. So if folks have any questions about street projects coming up, how we got to where we're at, why we're doing what we're doing, and I'm sure people do, There's that information.
Absolutely,
out there.
That's the kind of thing that, I mean, again, it's what does it say about me? And my perhaps advancing age, but I'm worried about, like, I want to know which streets are going to be open and stuff. And you know, there's also the whole, God, this street's just killer on my on my shock absorbers. When are they going to fix this thing?
And you can go really street by street, and with that fancy new website, you can see, you know, go to the city projects page or the streets page, and you can see that database of all the work that's being done. So you can check that out. And really, I was impressed by the questions that people had. You know, Northfield's a very knowledgeable town, so it was great to see there weren't just questions about, well, I want you to do this street, or, you know, questions that aren't really questions of, like, I'm angry about this, respond. there really wasn't much of that.
That's good.
People asked very constructive questions of, well, have you looked at this? Have you looked at this? Someone even asked a question about funding process of, you know, is there some sort of collective way where, like, Rice County and Northfield and Faribault and Dundas and, you know, all these communities could, like, combine to, you know, save resources? And Dave Bennett, again, extremely knowledgeable, was like, yeah, so some cities have that model, and we, you know, we currently don't, because we actually found it to be cheaper in our specific instance. But so, again, it's a great example that we really do have very responsive civil servants on staff, and very knowledgeable. Yeah. You know, we do our homework.
No question.
And so that's I was very pleased with how that event went, and I think a lot of people left, even if they didn't get the answers that they wanted to hear all the time. Cool. I think people left feeling that they were at least heard.
Yeah. Excellent. Do you want to talk at all about what's going on at the legislature and where you're going to be focusing your attention?
Yeah. So for listeners who don't tune in every month to my wonderful interviews on,
I don't know why they don't.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a monthly highlight.
Yeah.
For us.
As your emperor, you really need to be
all hail
paying attention.
Right?
But the good Lord, my head can't get any bigger. The legislature is where I spend time. I'm part of a trade association of community television folks, trying to get more access for public, or more funding for public access media. If you're curious about that, go to any other interview from the last 2 years.
MACTA.
Yep.
MACTA.
Nice. Well done. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me what it stands for?
The Minnesota Association of Community Television Astronauts.
Really close. Yeah. Community. You'd think it would be television. Community telecommunications administrators.
There you go.
Well
there
done. We'll be there trying to get some more funding for public television. Currently, where we're at is there was a tie in the House, Republicans and Democrats.
Yep.
And the there was a power sharing agreement where there would be a Republican chair and a DFL chair of each committee.
Right.
And they'd be even number of members, so that literally every vote would have to be bipartisan.
Yes.
And you know that's how it works when you have a 67-67 mm-hmm. House. There's some legal challenges for Brad Tabke's district. I won't get too in the weeds on that because that's not in this area.
We talked
area.
About it a little bit with Tim, too.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah. Great. So that's in contention, and they just don't know. Republicans have threatened not to seat Tabke while the court process is playing out.
Yep.
And now the DFLers, not all of them, some DFLers are threatening to not show up. So then there's not a quorum.
Yes.
But there's legal questions about whether that would actually work.
Yeah.
And likewise for the Republicans not seating Tabke.
Right.
All that to say, we don't actually know if when session gavels in on the 14th, if there will actually be a session, at least in the House.
1 week from today.
Yes.
Yes, we hope.
But, you know, this happens a lot in Minnesota state government. Things publicly never seem like they're going to work themselves out until they do when they need to. Yeah. So We'll see where it goes.
And almost always it involves the couple of people in charge sitting down behind the scenes and hammering it out and then coming out and telling us what they did.
Yeah. And experienced leader on the DFL side with, you know, we kind of know what to expect in terms of the caucus falling in line with the House. New leadership, a lot of new members in the House over the last 6 years. Coming into on the GOP side, so we'll see where things end up in terms of new leadership and new members.
Well, I think I've heard you talk a little bit before about the bill that you guys are pushing has a lot of bipartisan support, does it not?
Yeah. So there's a couple different methods that MACTA supports because it really is just whatever will get us funded, whatever. And of course, it's up to the legislators to decide what method they want to go about.
Right.
What we hear from everyone is support for public media, is support for local media, because whether you're a suburb of Minneapolis or you are in the Iron Range or you're up in Duluth, everyone is getting less and less local media. Everyone is getting less and less local stories being told and recorded, and less transparency locally is what that ultimately leads to. And when you have less transparency at the local level, that filters up to the leaders that you eventually get regionally, nationally, statewide. So people are feeling that all across the state. So red district, blue district, all over the map. There's support for public media and for local media. And I think there's good reason to believe, you know, you look at polling and interest, and everyone agrees that, you know, money in politics is a concern. They don't want media that sensationalizes things. And one method that has worked in the past, and I think will continue to work well to get that information to people, is a well-funded public media.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, you know, not-for-profit.
Absolutely. And it creates a platform for your community to be able to not only share information, but just to know what's going on. Like, you live in these cities and these towns, and yet people are oftentimes oblivious. Mm-hmm. To what the city council is attempting to do, and it's like, no, this is what's going to impact your day to day,
right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, your state and federal matter too, and pay attention there too. Mm-hmm. But you know, this is know where your home is and what's going on in your home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we are very supportive of NPB around here. I mean, it's you've got radio, you've got newspaper, you've got NPB. It's a three-legged stool. We are all trying to keep Northfield as informed as possible, and that we have to. People have to have options like that.
Yeah. And entertain you a little bit at the same time too.
Well, you're hoping.
We also got to give you a little chuckle too.
Exactly. That's how you reel them in, and then maybe you trick people into learning something.
That is. spoonful of sugar, man.
Exactly. There it is, right there.
It's a cliche, but it works.
Yeah. Sam, anything else you wanted to want to talk about before we send you on your way?
I've been real pleased to have a lot of submissions to start the new year. We've got submissions from some local filmmakers, submissions from the Northfield Historical Center. So I hope people check that stuff out. Yeah. I was a guest on Cosmo Esplin's Trek Through Time, talking about John North and the founding of Northfield. So I hope folks can give a listen to that, but that'll also be on NPB when the video comes out.
Awesome.
So, just if you have programs like that, or an organization that you're part of has programs like that, please submit them. Send them in. All the submission information is on the Swanky New City website, so I recommend checking that out. And if you ever have any questions, you can always reach out. All of my contact information is there.
There we go. The very swanky Sam Temple. We do appreciate your time, sir.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thanks, all right, Sam.